Awakened.
Conscious Conversations Podcast to help you grow and discover who you are, to develop a deeper, more complete side of yourself via conscious talks, self-love, meditation, and by interviewing some of the most inspiring guests on the planet.
shamanichealings.earth for more information.
I'm your host, the Gentle Yoga Warrior, and this is Awakened Conscious Conversations Podcast. And I'm just grateful for podcasts. There's something very soothing about podcasts and interesting, and we can learn new stuff. And we may not always agree with what the person's saying, but there can be nuggets of wisdom and help. And for today's show, where I'm at is coming from spring. It would be like the really warm spring now through to summer, but it may be that it's coming from summer to autumn for you, depending on where you live. Whatever way, I want to support you in this transitional time, but also just to try and simplify our life, because sometimes when we're trying to do this self-help, working on ourselves, we try and do a bit too much, I think. That's not to say I love striving and changing and going for things, but I'm learning as I'm getting older to see the beauty in the moment in the everyday life, and to see that we don't always have to fit into these time slots of when we have to achieve different things in different times. I was listening to a fellow podcaster who basically life didn't really, or from what my perception was, until like they were in their 50s, and then suddenly they turned it all around and were doing all these fantastic things, writing books and doing inspiring podcasts. And I just think, yeah, we're always taught that we have to be someone special, but just by being ourselves, we are special. And the difficulty is, quite often we are taught in society not to be ourselves and to kind of fit in. And of course we all need to work together and be joyfully and supportive and loving towards each other and treat every other fellow human being with love, kind, respect. And also understand that everyone's not going to think or be the same as us. As long as we're all trying to work towards the cause of helping and loving each other, I think that's the best place to start. But we are whole, perfect and wonderful as we are right now. And maybe we don't have time to do all the things that we wish we could do. We try and strive to be perfect. As I'm sitting here, the sun's catching some wood on the table and I can see some dust. And you know, like how society can say, oh, you must have everything perfectly clean, and gosh, I like things clean. But you know what? I'm not perfect. I haven't been working all weekend, and perhaps a little dust has accumulated onto the wood surface. And does that make me a bad human being? Of course it doesn't, you know? Do I want to get rid of the dust? Yes, I do. But am I going to leave it until after the podcast? Of course I am. So my three beautiful pieces of advice to help simplify your life. Number one, feel things from the heart. That's not to say be flimsy and like floating away with butterflies. If that's your bag, so be it. I mean from the grounded place. So feel grounded, connected with earth, but feel things from the heart. I feel like the heart has a way of letting us know what we really need and what we really want. It's best to do it from a place where we are grounded and whole. So, you know, like falling for the same kind of guy that doesn't treat you right, that's not going from the heart. That's going from an ungrounded place where we're just going for something that's easy, even though it might be difficult because that's kind of familiarity. But feeling from the heart, from a grounded place, and finding a special connection with someone or something that you wish to do, that's moving from the heart. Feeling that sense of knowing that comes from feeling grounded. And you do that by connecting with all kinds of things within yourself, like how you're feeling, where you are in a particular day, by writing down, maybe just write a paragraph a day of, and learn to know yourself, meditation, all that stuff that I talk about quite often. It really helps you to find that deeper connection with the heart. And the heart is this wonderful part of ourself. I'm not talking about the physical heart, which is absolutely amazing because we wouldn't be here without it, but our energetic heart. And an energetic heart really requires us to find stillness, to get to know ourselves and find and receive the love that is abundant in the universe, if only we'd sit still enough to find it. So, can you sit still for a few moments each day and write down maybe a love letter to your energetic heart and find a way to connect with your being? And let me know how you get on with that. And also, if this is an interest of you, if this is a subject matter that you would like me to dive into even further, do drop us a line by shamanichealings.earth. The next thing is treat the body as a temple. 4. Our energetics are deeply affected by what we put into our body, be it energetically by what we watch, by what we eat, what we drink, what we see, what we feel. And like anything, if we were running a generator but we weren't servicing in it, then of course it's going to fall apart. And when we don't feel good within the body, it can affect our energetics elsewhere. Of course, there's those of you that are navigating through illness and things like that. And of course, that's not going to make you feel so good in the body. And I send my heartfelt love and well wishes to you. But you can still find ways to support the body with kindness and love, and support yourself with kindness and love and movement. You know, madness is doing things the same way and expecting different results. It's not always going to work. It's okay. We are here to learn. And when we realize that we've got some habits that aren't working for us, then we just change our way of being. By journaling, I know you're thinking, stop saying journaling. But honestly, it helps so much. It helps me so much. So I couldn't say it from the lens that I feel, but it really helps. Just sometimes there's a lot of resistance, like, and to handwrite it, you know, put down the devices, unless of course that really works for you and works for your timetable. But if you can handwrite it, then that's even better, in my opinion. And then the third bit of advice is, what moments of joy can you find in your day today? What moments of joy? Like, I'm feeling the joy because I can see the sun. It's shining through the window and it's touching the top of my head and it feels kind of warm, but it's only very subtle. But I'm just thinking, sunshine can be so wonderful sometimes, can't it? But equally, when people hate the rain or the weather, I find great joy when it's raining and stuff, and I just think, it's watering all the plants. So can you go around with your mental dialogue today and just think, thank you for all the things that you are grateful for? So these are 3 very simple pieces of advice, but they have a lot of clout, and I feel they've got a deep ability to help your being. As promised, here is your meditation inspired by today's show. Top tips for the meditation is either sit nice and cross-legged on the floor with a nice straight back. Always nice to sit on a block or a cushion. Or if that's not available for you, you sit in a chair with the back nice and straight. The important thing is you're not slouching. And if you're doing something that requires your concentration, all you need to do is just pause this and you can reconvene the meditation at a time that is good for you. If you're doing the meditation, let's begin. As you inhale, you feel a deep warmth of gratitude wrap its warm blanket around your being. Or if you're feeling hot, this gratitude wraps a cooling, soothing blanket around your being. As you think, the gratitude is an energy that builds and builds. The more you say thank you to it, the more it has the ability to grow and expand. So, dear one, as you sit there and as you inhale and exhale through the nostrils, all that I ask is you inhale and as you exhale, you let go. So every other breath you inhale, every other breath you exhale and let go. And for the breath in between, that's your time to be seen. As you inhale, you'll think of something you're grateful for. And as you exhale, You just let it flow through your being. So it'll be like, I'm inhaling. I'm exhaling as I let go. I'm inhaling and I'm grateful for you listening to my show. And as I exhale, I just let that flow and flow. And as I inhale, I fill myself with oxygen. And as I exhale, I just let anything that no longer serves me go. And as I inhale, I'm so grateful for the sunshine as it shines through. And as I exhale, I let it flow. So you inhale and you let go. You inhale on your next breath, gratitude, and you let it flow. And you just continue for the next few moments like this, allowing, and don't worry if you get mixed up. Just do the best you can, you beautiful human being. And as you slowly now come back into the moment, come back into the room. So thank you, dear ones, for listening to this show. As always, if you want a long-distance energy healing session or shamanic healing session or some help with your yoga, just reach out to shamanichealings.earth, shamanichealings.earth. Take care and lots of love. So thank you so much, dear listeners, for taking the time to listen and support our show today. And if you want any more information on what we have to offer, check out
shamanichealings.earth for more information.